The Week That Was with Gaundy and Maz.
It was a dangerous week in the show, and we should have known the trouble would start when we dropped another prank on Gaundy.
Last week, we had Ant Middleton from SAS Australia. Off the back of the chat, he said, "This is my personal number. Feel free to message me." We've been going back and forth with some great chats. Ant Middleton, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Well, actually, it hasn't been me texting you. You have actually been getting...
Yeah, I knew it. I bloody knew it. You dogs.
Do you want to know who you've been texting?
Who?
My best friend, Melissa, who lives in London.
I'm going to get your actual number off them and share it with the world as well. That's,
nah. Do that, mate. Make sure you do that.
Good on you, Ant.
It appeared Maz's son Henry was picking up on Gaundy's post-stitch-up feelings when he revealed a new name for their potential pet cat.
I've got some audio here of us having the conversation about getting a pet and then what Henry might name it.
Henry, do you want us to get a dog or a cat?
I want a cat.
You want us to get a pet cat? What do you want to call the cat, buddy?
Butthole the cat. That is what Henry wants to call our future pet.
I take back what I said. Give him the naming rights. Let him pick the animal. That is genius.
Feeling a bit pooey after all that cat chat, we needed a pick-me-up. And it was a laughing from one of our great listeners that did the trick.
The second chance draw. Our friend Jaben, he won on a second chance draw. And up until that point, he thought that it was just a bit of a marketing thing, I guess, to get people to enter competitions. Paul!
You actually won a second chance draw, right?
My brother did,
yes. Your brother did, that's right.
Your brother,
right.
Yeah. You won a cruise and then he took you and the fam on it.
You're full of great stuff this morning. Should I reply to Ant Middleton from SAS Australia for the birthday message?
They're stitching you up left, right and centre.
It seemed our listeners knew just the thing as we continue the laughs right through the week with gold like this from our mate Craig.
So this is like top five ways to celebrate Freedom Day.
It's coming. That's if we're all smart enough and get the shot.
The shot. Let's call it a jab. I think if you say shot, it could get really confusing and people will start buying tequila.
Yeah, we'll see. Either it works, I reckon.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that.
Although, Craig, I will say, for a couple of annoying family members, lockdown hasn't been the worst, has it? Just to be like, oh, I'd love to see you, but,
Well, personally, I wish we had these lockdown when my kids were around because it would have been good to get rid of them for a couple of weeks or... Lose them in Queensland for 6 months.
And that's the week that was with Gaundy and Maz.